USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I thank the speaker asking not to have the State of the Union. It's plain politics.
That's Speaker Nancy Pelosi's Republican counterpart in the House, Republican leader Kevin McCarthy.
I think we are better than that. I know the country is better than that.
McCarthy saying the speech should be delivered where it always has been, in the House chambers. Pelosi has asked President Trump to postpone the speech that's set for January 29th because of the shutdown. The White House says it's making alternate arrangements, but the speech will be delivered. An arrest has been made in the case of an incapacitated woman who gave birth last month at a long-term health care facility near Phoenix, Arizona. Investigators arresting 36-year-old Nathan Sutherland, a licensed practical nurse, who was part of the care team for the woman who gave birth on December 29th. This is USA Radio News.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why can't more things in life be customizable? Why can't I buy Neapolitan ice cream without strawberry? Can't I just have the chocolate and vanilla flavors I'm comfortable with? Do people even want a fruity ice cream flavor sandwiched right between the classics?
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
As the partial federal government shutdown continues, FBI officials are saying a lack of money is compromising some major investigations. Top Coast Guard officials are expressing dismay that their personnel are not being paid. And though Democrats are sure to make sure they don't pass, the White House is still pushing the Senate to act on the president's proposal that could end the shutdown. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says,
the plan that the president laid out has come from a number of meetings that the president's had with both Republicans and Democrats. The plan includes things that Democrats have specifically said they wanted to see, things we know that they want.
Los Angeles public school teachers going back to the classrooms today, ending a strike after an overwhelming approval of the agreement it reached with the school district. The teachers get a 3% raise this year and a 3% retroactive pay hike. Meanwhile, teachers in Denver have overwhelmingly approved a strike that could happen as soon as Monday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
General Motors admitting it does have a problem brewing at its Toledo, Ohio plant, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Two federal lawsuits have been filed accusing the automaker of ignoring severe racial harassment. The company says it's now urgently working to identify which of its employees turned the Toledo plant into a hateful, racist place. African-American workers alleged they were routinely disparaged, not only with the repeated use of the N-word, but also with nooses, swastikas, and whites-only graffiti on the bathroom doors. GM's admission comes after months of sidestepping claims from 11 black workers. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
A winter storm that's been battering the central U.S. today expected to become only stronger as the National Weather Service says heavy snow will continue to fall on the Midwest and Great Lakes, while heavy rain will then spread into most of the Southeast and Mid-Atlantic. Some urban flooding possible in cities including New York and Boston, and then brutal cold temperatures are expected to follow. And it's really starting to look like the Super Bowl inside Atlanta's Mercedes-Benz Stadium. The two end zones have been painted with the names of the Patriots and the Rams. The team logos spread throughout. The NFL considering playing the game on February 3rd with the roof open, though, of course, that will depend on the weather. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.